Hey, listen, there's a little rumour going around. There's a Broncos board meeting on today, and quite simply, they have got plenty to talk about because it's easy when you're sailing along going well, you just make minor adjustments, but the Broncos have got to make some real big decisions. They've got Pangai Jr. and contribute at any stage, you guys, just throw in. I'm not going to go too crazy on my theory, but part of my theory is around Cam Smith, and you know I'm a little bit insane in love with him. Quite simply, he's the GOAT. He's they're talking about him on the weekend, the first ever playing immortal. You're supposed to wait five years after your career to become an immortal. They're now going, no, what? Why do we have that rule? Why don't we make him an immortal while he's still playing?
Yeah,
well, it may not stop. He's going to get, you know, probably 700 games in. You're going to go, can we just give it to him early? He just refuses to stop. I feel, though, Marto, like you treat Cam Smith a bit like tomato sauce. Like, no matter how dire the situation, chuck a bit of Cam Smith on there.
It'll work.
Good
it'll
to go.
All right. No. But today, I've actually got some background. I've got some backup. So you imagine. So they're going, oh, should we? You know, we're probably, Brisbane would probably be his third option. You know, his first option, maybe, play
stay
on.
In Melbourne.
Second option, stay in Melbourne, but coach. You know, stay in Melbourne and play. First option, stay in Melbourne and coach. Because their chairman's gone, nah, whatever it takes, we'll just look after him. Job for life sort of stuff. A lot of those jobs for life sour after about 3 years. You know, there's lots of examples of that. Yeah, you can hang around and then things don't turn out. A third option is Brisbane throw the bank at him and go, listen, mate, come up here and fix our culture.
Come back home. He's from here.
He played with Corey and his junior footy with your husband.
Logan Brothers boys. Family are here. Both of them have family here. So. Yep.
Is Barb from Brizzy as well?
Yeah.
It seems natural. They're at the Sunshine Coast at the moment. They're probably getting a feel for our joint. But the bottom line is, now, it's easy just to say sign Cam Smith. But unless you start to back it up with something to go, why do you think this will change what the Broncos are up to? And the Broncos don't have a senior voice. We've said that. They're senior players. Barris Boyd doesn't speak. Anthony Vilbert doesn't speak. Give me another senior player.
Alex Glenn.
Doesn't speak. None of them have got a voice. They might do their little jobs, etc., but that won't set the tone for anything. What we want is a dead set winner, a bloke who's won so many premierships, been captain of so many Origin games of Australia, and every player would have, you know, I know he only trundles across, but he trundles across those 2 metres, throws shorts balls. That's fine, but that's not what we want him for. We want him to set the tone. And, Nick, here's where I want to tap into your knowledge of AFL, etc.
Yeah.
Luke Hodge.
Yes.
You remember Sam, a bloke used to work here, was a mad Hawks fan?
Yeah.
When this Luke Hodge came to Brisbane, he said, you watch what he does for the Lions. I went, yeah, righto, whatever. The Lions, when he arrived, I'm going to state facts here. In 2016, the Lions came last, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In 2017, they were second last. In 2018, they were third last. Okay, they brought Luke Hodge here. They went, geez, we got to do something. They had no culture. They had no senior players. They had these young guys like Zorko and all these blokes running around. Luke Hodge won 4 premierships, 3 of them when he was captain. So the parallels between him and Cam Smith are fairly uncanny. He won 2 Norm Smith medals, which is the best player on a grand final day, a big day, correct?
Yes.
So he knows what he's doing. He knows his way around. He was busted, he was broken, and he was wandering around. Why would you have wanted him? Hawthorn didn't want him, so obviously why would Brisbane have wanted him? They wanted him. He ended up playing that backfield, being their on-field coach. I used to watch them, and you'd see this Luke Hodge, this absolute champion of Hawthorn. He wouldn't actually contribute that much as in kicking, tackling or anything, but he was showing the young guys, go there, do this, bringing them
together.
He had
the brains. Together.
He was an on-field coach. Mm-hmm. He was like Alfie Langer, but with a jersey on. And that's where Cam Smith can do that for the Broncos. And he can actually pull these guys and go, I don't think that's a good idea that you go to the barbers with all the bikies. I don't think that's a good idea that you go out drinking and all that sort of stuff. There's my theory.
I need someone to manage them.
They need someone on field because it's just not working. Like
guidance.
Hold on, who are you going to listen to? A bloke who played 1 test for Germany against Belgium, that's Seibold, or Cameron Smith telling you what to do? I know what I want. Broncos board, I'll leave it with you. Darren, are you listening?